The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael.
Hey, and you're going to be real depressed with my picks for this week.
That's Jimmy out in Vancouver.
Jimmy's going to be really upset at the picks I have this week as well because he's not going to win.
That would be Martin. And in Wolseley,
there's no crying in baseball.
That would be Charles. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Well, welcome back to the show. If you haven't figured it out yet, this week's theme is baseball.
Playoffs are in full swing.
That
was on.
Michael doesn't know if that's true or not, but it is.
I know Toronto shit the bed the first two games, right?
He does know that.
The premise of this week, ladies and gentlemen, is it's baseball time, as Jimmy mentioned, and you're in for a debate. We've done these before with other sports teams. We did football.
Yeah.
We did hockey.
Yeah.
And now we're like, well, it's baseball. It's October. Yeah. So let's fucking do baseball. So this week's debate, we're going to build our own baseball team out of our favorite horror characters.
Because it's October.
Why not, right? Combine the two.
Spooky.
But before we do all the spookiness, we got shit that's coming up that we would like you to know. So, Jimmy, what do you got going on?
Laughs at Gaffs on the 18th of November. Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great show. You know the usual stuff.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Do what he says. Get your tickets. It sells out every time, right?
Yes, it does.
So one would think, get your
tickets. You'd want to get your tickets as early as humanly possible.
You would. And at Laughs at Gaffs, right?
Yeah.
L-A-F-F-S.
Yes, sir.
Martin, what do you got coming up?
October 19th, we are back at Clue Club. Headliner, fresh off his JFL Montreal appearance, Ryan Williams.
Hey,
he's headlining the show.
Nice.
Gonna be a good time. Our last few have sold out, so get tickets. We don't, it's not a big venue, so.
And like, what's your at for people to buy tickets and shit?
Just follow me on Instagram at Clue Club Comedy or at Clue Club, and the shows are announced there.
And Charles, there's a big thing that you've been
milestone.
Yeah, a real milestone for you just happened. Would you like to let good listener know about it and where they can find it?
Yes, listener, all these months, weeks, anticipation building up. The Nerdies is finally out. It's the Nerdies 7. So it's my best and worst list of 2022. It's a lot of fun. Switched up the format a little bit. It's not as long and tedious, I think, as all the award shows. But anyways, check it out. It's a lot of fun. I also have my Halloween special that I'm doing coming out hopefully next week. And then ending off the month with the Spider-Man 2 review for PS5. So definitely check out the channel.
How excited for
YouTube.com. Oh, dude, you have no idea. I literally, I'm trying to get as much stuff I can for school and whatnot just done so that I can just be an absolute lazy piece of shit that whole weekend and play the game. So.
I get it. I'm almost done the first one. I'm 82%.
Out already? Is part two out?
No.
Next Friday.
Okay. I'll have to pre-order it before.
Yeah, man.
And isn't that Venom's coming?
That's right.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. And not only is Venom in it, but they definitely, like, they've shown it off a little bit, and it's definitely the Venom that we all have wanted and needed forever. So
not emo?
Not Topher Grace.
Yeah, I don't know. They're also making up for. I've been very disappointed with Tom Hardy's Venom series, so I think this is going to make up for it. So,
all right. If he does it at all, he does it in video games.
That's funny. Like, Venom is supposed to be a reporter, but you can't understand a fucking thing Tom Hardy says when he's playing Venom. Although I love Tom Hardy.
I know. I thought that was just a Christopher Nolan thing. Apparently, that's a Sony thing.
It's a weird Brooklyn mashup of all his accents, I think.
But he lives in San Francisco.
It just
That's
doesn't
right.
make any fucking
Which
sense.
Makes no
with
sense.
A New York accent.
Like, why is Venom in San Francisco?
I don't know.
I need lobsters. Give me lobsters.
But he's got that accent that makes him sound like a baby. Like, it's got a little baby talk. Yeah.
This
right?
is going to help us win the debate at Comic-Con.
It is. It's true.
You guys have to defend Venom.
Yeah, no, this is very true. And, you know, great segue.
That's actually a Sony, not Marvel.
Sure. Okay, technicality. I can already see where this
Suicide
is going.
Suicide Squad. We win.
Jimmy made
three words, the Suicide Squad.
you mentioned this debate. What are we doing at Comic-Con this year?
We're going to be there October 29th.
28th.
On the Saturday.
28th.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a live debate again, Marvel versus DC. We're going to keep it nice and simple for you. Teams of three, come check it out. We'll be in the nice big hall at the end of the hallway.
Yeah, called Pan Am Room.
That's right.
345, October 28th.
Whoa.
On Saturday, get your tickets
Guys,
now.
We're in the Pan Am room.
We're in the Pan Am room.
The Pan Am room. Which
That's right. Whoa.
The Pan American.
I don't think I've ever been in. But I think we've been in every room now so far. We were in the auditorium the first year.
We got a conference room.
We got a conference room. And then now we're getting the Pan Am room, which I'm sure is a big deal to somebody.
That's right.
And
it's going to be a great debate. We're going to be there. What time?
3:45.
Is the Suez Canal there?
What was that? No, fucking Jesus. No,
talking shit.
Pan American countries. And then on the 31st, we're at Little Brown Jug again.
That's right.
Beetlejuice Bingo. They're showing.
It has a ring to it, doesn't
it? Does,
it?
It does, doesn't it? October 31st.
Little Brown Jug Bingo.
Follow us for more on start times and all that jazz. Follow Little Brown Jug as well, too. The movie's free.
Yeah.
But if you want to come and play bingo with us, you can win
maybe
25.
Win some prizes.
Yeah, win some prizes. That's the $25.
Also, we might have the first exclusive look at Beetlejuice 2. Just saying, exclusive, only real debaters. You might be able to see Beetlejuice 2. I don't know.
I have to cut that.
I don't know.
Now. That's a problem.
I don't know.
Like
me and Tim.
I think Charles has been drinking.
Back.
Charles has been drinking.
Yeah. No. It's not true.
His words are slurring.
So not true. Whoever Warner Brothers, it's also not true.
It is
everybody who
true.
Can sue us,
I'm
it's
on
not
the phone
true.
With Timmy B.
Stop drinking
Timmy
before
B
the show.
Johnny B.
You guys want to start?
Yeehaw.
Let's do it. All right, let's step off this mortal fucking coil. Martin, what'd you watch this week?
I don't think we talked about it yet, but I want to talk about the Ahsoka finale.
Please do.
Oh my God. How good was that? So, I don't know if you guys know anything about the statues that Baylan was standing on. But
yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, tell
they
us.
They are definitely bringing in the Mortis gods, which... So, in the Clone Wars cartoons, like during the Clone Wars, Anakin, Ahsoka, and Obi-Wan were basically teleported to this alternate plane of existence.
Okay.
Where it is believed that the Mortis gods were the people who originated the use of the Force. That's where the Force comes from.
I've heard this online this week. Okay.
Basically... The Mortis gods consists of the father, which is the old guy who Baylan is standing on. That's the guy with the big hat. The son, which is beside him. And then there's a headless figure, which is the daughter. So
the son represents the
dark side, everything evil, death. And then the daughter represents the light side. So everything with life, light, goodness. And they're constantly battling for dominance over one another, for either the light or the dark. And the person to bring balance is the father, because he's the one who controls both the children. He's the one who puts them in place. In the show, what happens is Anakin was the prophesied chosen one, so he was supposed to be the one to bring balance to the Force by taking over the father's place, because he was very strong with the Force, so he was the only one who was able to control the two kids. But he refuses that destiny and goes back because he's in love with Padme. And that, like, shatters the balance of the Force, because the daughter ends up dying. The son kills the daughter, so the light side's gone, and basically darkness ensues the Force at that point.
Whoa.
So now they're bringing back, like,
Whoa's right.
the Mortis gods to this one.
Way
basically,
to start us off,
like,
man.
That's what he's starting. That's what Baylan's basically trying to break the Force. He doesn't want the cycle of light and dark anymore. He wants to destroy it. And he's going to the origin of the Force, which is the gods of Mortis.
Okay, I'm so glad you explained a lot of this shit, because, like, I still have one more episode to watch. It's fine. I don't give a shit.
Is it going
to
get a season two?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
It feels
like
it's for
like sure
it,
getting a
yeah.
season two.
They also announced, what's his face? James Mangold is directing, at least this is what they announced at the beginning of summer. He's directing a film that's supposed to be about the first Force users. In terms of Jedi. So it makes sense that Ahsoka would end with that note, and then the lore is just going to open up, and they already have projects to explore this lore now.
They're also saying Filoni's movie will probably bring this Ahsoka and the Mandalorian all in one to one big wrap-up, right?
Which makes sense, because she started in Mando season two, right? Like, that's where they first introduced her. So,
because Thrawn's still out there.
Yeah, man. And the fact that that motherfucker ended with long live the Empire and then peaced out, I was like, what does that mean? What Empire? What the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's crazy.
He is the heir to the Empire. That was the book.
He is.
That was originally he was featured in, was Heir to the Empire. So that's what they're kind of doing with the series now, right? So
it's really, really neat also to the idea that even within Star Wars and Force users, it's like there were gods. You know, like, it's so cool. And it makes sense, because all of fucking what's-his-face's dialogue, he's always like, I want to take it to the beginning, or I want to take it. And I'm like, what is that? What is he what does that mean? The beginning, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where the Force came from. He wants to take it back to the altar of Mortis.
Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily mean he was bad or good, but he was still alluding to something. And I was always like, what does that mean? So fuck. It also makes me so sad, because Ray Stevenson was incredible.
I know. I think recasting, I saw online, I wouldn't mind Liev Schreiber as a recast for that.
E. Ray Donovan?
Yeah, Ray Donovan taking over as for Ray Stevenson.
Sorry, Jimmy, that's Jedi Ray Donovan.
He's a big enough dude, too. Like, he could totally fill the suit out.
Very, like, not bitch face, but he knows how to do just, like, oozing kind of like brute evil, yet not, because Ray Stevenson always can go from like 1 to 1,000, but he's always so calm, but it's also like an uncomfortable kind of calm to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker who walks lightly with a big stick,
and like, he even fights like a knight. Like, his Jedi skill is like a knight, and like
his fighting style is more like a Vader. Very overpowering, strong, not finesse, but strength. It's all strength. That's what his fighting style is.
It's like a Mike Tyson. Like, I'm not going to go for the long fancy, but I'm going to hit you. And when I do, it's probably going to knock you. You know, like, it's crazy. It's so, and then Ahsoka's very much a fucking samurai. He even called her a Ronin. When fucking Thrawn said that, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. This is amazing. Like,
like, both of you guys, well, Charles, you now know a little bit more than you started with. Martin was incredibly buried in Rebels. I knew nothing. As somebody who's like I said, I got one episode left. I'm closing out on it. I mean, I like it. It's very fucking Star Wars. Like, it is grounded in everything that George Lucas made. Just the old samurai aspects to it. The wild, 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 like, all of the things that you missed from the original 4, 5, and 6. Are on full, like, they're banging on all six cylinders, whatever number you want to give it. The point is that I'm just curious, Martin, like, the whole Ezra thing, as somebody who doesn't know a lot about Ezra, and Ezra seemed to be like a pivotal point in the show that Sabine was chasing after, as someone who doesn't know anything about Rebels, they kind of had some lackluster shit. Like, their on-screen chemistry, I don't know if that was what was lacking, or if they just, but I'm like, I heard this Ezra guy has been missing, and like, her first real response to him kind of fell flat for me. I don't know. As someone who has been looking for Ezra, did that
season finale brings him into full force?
Okay, all right.
Or the series season finale. Yeah,
I do hear.
Let's just say he gets his own lightsaber.
yeah, man. Okay. It's badass too how they do it. Like, it's literally like, oh, I'm missing just the one last piece.
The way they do it too, like the way he built his lightsaber. In the Mike, I'm sorry, I'm spoiling it. He built his lightsaber, a new lightsaber, in the last episode.
Nice.
And the way he builds a lightsaber is the way Hu Yang, when he trained younglings in the Clone Wars, that's how he built them. He built them the exact same way with them, like that way. Like, he would go work with them, and then he would like suggest pieces and find all the pieces, and then the younglings would assemble their own lightsabers.
You know, like, that's exactly how I assembled my lightsaber.
Like you did at the park. It's exactly the same way.
That's so cool. Like that.
His lightsaber, if you notice, his lightsaber is modeled after his master, which was Kanan Jarrus, who is voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr. So
nice.
Yes,
that's his tie-in. I forgot about him.
Also, Mike, I was just going to say about Sabim and what's his face?
Ezra.
Yeah, I think also, too, I get what you're saying, but I think they also, Disney is making a big effort to also show that there's no romantic aspect to this relationship in any way. And also, it's one of those things where it's like, they've been looking for each other for so long, and I get it, but I also don't want them to do like a stereotypical like running to each other and
I wasn't asking for a Hallmark moment. But
I totally get it. But I think that's why they kind of went with the approach they did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because always Star Wars, like whether it's Luke, Leia, Rey, Finn, it's always a big smiles run to each other. And it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? And I think this was trying to make it more like, how would you really feel? Even though you've been looking for someone for this long, it might also be kind of like, holy fuck, you're in shock. Because I kind of see it like they're in shock.
But
I'd
also smile or like, you know, with your buddy, I don't know. I'm an outsider. I don't want to piss off anybody who's a big Rebel fan outside of our listener base. So I'm just saying as someone who noticed that. Anyways.
Michael, that's how they are.
I
get it. I'll be honest with you guys. I haven't seen Ray Donovan.
Jimmy, you are gonna love it.
Let's put a bow on it, Martin. How many
Ray Donovan's out of 10?
How many Ray Donovan's out of 10?
I'm giving this series, the whole series, I'd give it like an 8.5 to a 9.
Nice. Wow. That's a lot of
10 for the entire series.
It is. Man, if you just want to watch a fun Star Wars series that I didn't know anything, it's fun.
Because there's a Ray Donovan movie.
There is. Which I think...
it's fire.
Wasn't it supposed to cap the series?
I don't
what
know.
What is Ray Donovan on? Is that Crave?
That's on show. It's on Crave through Showcase, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Crave.
It was on cable.
Oh, my God. What aired
it's actually
live
not... It's time. Not bad.
It isn't. He's an LA fixer who likes to beat the shit out of people and solve problems. Like,
John Voight's crazy.
Oh, his dad? He's amazing. Anyway,
yeah, John Voight's a nutcase.
Anaconda's John.
John Voight,
Voight
the dentist.
Moving
the
on.
Periodontist. John Voight the periodontist.
Jimmy, what'd you watch this week? Let's let these guys talk.
1989 LeBaron convertible.
Yeah, I can turn them down. Hang on, let me just mute these two fuckers for a second.
Well, I fired up the old Disney Plus because they uploaded something that Mr. Stephen King had is.
I think I saw this.
The Boogeyman.
Yeah, is it Boogie or Boogie?
It's the Boogeyman.
Okay.
It's not. It's Halloween. It's the season. It was a new horror movie that's coming out, and it's got David Duchovny. And I'll watch anything with that guy. I'll watch anything with the Polka Dot Man.
Isn't that a remake, Jimmy?
The Boogeyman.
Yeah, because it came out. The original movie came out in the 80s.
You know, probably.
There was a movie called The Boogeyman that came out in the 80s.
I don't
know. It's the Bungalow Man.
So it's based on a 1973 short story by the same name by Stephen King. So I don't know if it has anything to do with that one. But if that one's a Stephen King, then probably. Then I am about 90% sure. In this Boogeyman, high school student Sadie Harper and her younger sister Sawyer are still reeling from the recent death of their mother, very sad. They're not getting much support from their father, Will, played by Chris Messina. Do you guys know this guy?
I'm bringing this up on Letterboxd. Keep going.
He was
Carlos Mencia?
Yeah, I just watched Mind of Mencia.
The Boogeyman.
he's been in lots of shit. He's fantastic. Where was I? He's a therapist who's dealing with his own intense pain when a desperate patient unexpectedly shows up at his house, played by David Duchovny, seeking help. He leaves behind a terrifying supernatural entity that preys on families and feeds on the suffering of its victims.
Interesting.
So David Duchovny's family has been affected by the Boogeyman, and he is now going to see a therapist to
work out his bougie.
Exactly. His whole family's been wiped out, and the whole town thinks he's a family annihilator, but he... was acquitted because he didn't do it, and there's no evidence to prove he did it.
Because the glove didn't fit.
That's right.
You must have quit.
That's right.
You must have quit.
It's exactly like OJ. There was a boogeyman.
Well, Nicole Brown would have thought he was a boogeyman.
OJ,
oh,
he's scared to go out in public because he might be sitting right next to the killer.
He says that on Twitter, Charles.
He does. So,
hello, Twitter. Listen.
If you're looking for something new to watch at Halloween time, this is that. I don't know if it's... Well, look, because you can watch your classics, you can watch your Halloweens, you can watch your Nightmares, you can watch your Fridays, you can watch all of that. if you're looking for something new, something you haven't seen before, this is kind of nice. It's a nice little plug. It's like a six, though.
Is it Disney made?
So it has.
Or is it like 20th Century Studios? Think it,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Fox.
Okay.
So it also stars. Shit, she was in Yellow Jackets.
I'm on. Yeah, hang on here. Go back.
She's one of the ones that lives.
Oh, is she the
she's
younger?
The cool one.
Like the younger?
Oh, Sophie Turner. Sophie Thatcher.
Yeah, thank
Sophie's,
you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's fantastic.
So she's really good. I've seen her.
And you know what? All of those, all of the, there's at least two now because I can't remember her name, but she was also in Scream and Scream 6. But it seems like a lot of the Yellow Jackets actors are really moving into horror. And,
Madison who or Maddie Nichols? Or maybe somebody.
Yes.
Who's on first?
Sure. Oh, I know who you're talking about. She was in Miles,
saying names
the
that
Miles
don't
Morales
matter.
Game.
It was fun, you know. The
any jump scares? Any good ones?
Nothing that got me.
Okay.
Nothing that
stuff
got me.
Coming.
But it might be fun.
I mean, dismalchins.
I don't. It's a fun little romp. It's yeah. a 6 out of 10.
What do you guys want to hear about? Do you want to hear about my thoughts on Talk to Me, Totally Killer, or Appendage?
Let's do Totally Killer because totally I'm going to watch Talk to Me this weekend, and I don't want to.
You don't? Okay. You don't want to? Perfect. All right. Oh, I
so
watched
good.
Totally Killer last night.
Samers.
Yeah, and like fucking loved it. It was a lot of fun. It's hang on, let me bring it up here.
Great so cast. It's got
the daughter from Mad
She plays
Man?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, yeah, the girl who plays Sabrina on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah,
her. But like it's
and Julie Bowen's the mom.
Julie Bowen is the mom from Modern Family.
Oh,
it's
she's my,
it's really she's mechanical. Like it's real. It's like an AI made it.
I think that was the point, though.
It was.
It's like a Back to the Future and Scream had a baby.
Exactly. So you've got some time travel. You've got this like singular killer who's out to and the story is that Julie Bowen's daughter, Sabrina. For this conversation,
the teenage witch,
very resentful of her mom because her mom survived a serial killer in the 80s and makes it a big part of her life, I guess, but not even really.
Not yeah, it doesn't kind of, but
and
does.
Then her mom is attacked and killed by the serial killer in present day.
Exactly.
So her daughter goes back in time to stop that killer in the 80s.
Who is wearing a Mitch Hedrum mask.
Yes.
Oh. This is Prime? Is it on Prime?
It's on Prime.
It is on Prime.
Yeah.
It's on Prime. I'm also talking to the costume designer this Thursday from the movie.
Lovely.
Patty Henderson.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Patty Henderson did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Excellent.
So she's coming back.
Very cool.
So anyways, I loved the Scream Back to the Future baby that it had. It's smart. It's current. What's really fun is taking, like, she's from 2023, so when she goes back to the 80s, like, all of the progression that we've made as a society is not there anymore. So she's like conflict, like the jokes are all like laid in shit where like dudes like just walk into a room and grab their dick. She's like not right at all, and like that's where the humor lies. There's tons of Back to the Future references in it. I thought it was super cute. The best part is you know when there's like a
does she have to does her mom want to have sex with her at any point?
That does, yeah,
it does, but it's her with her dad.
Every
no!
time,
yeah,
no!
every time travel movie.
Oh, Back to the Future,
fucking
all over
horny
it.
Devils they are in those
every
movies.
Time.
but they, you know how there's always like a clique of girls in a movie, right? Like the Plastics and Mean Girls.
Sure.
In yep. this one, there was the Mollies, which they all dressed.
They all
up
dressed
as
like Molly Ringwald
from different Molly Ringwald.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was cool because I want to ask Patty all about like
was that
whose idea was that, and like how many ideas did you go through before you set on those four?
And what a fun!
So they're really doing like fan service into the genre.
Oh
so they clearly
yeah,
love,
absolutely.
Like the
yeah.
genre. So that's awesome. That's good. Like
it's
that reminds
fun.
Me of like the movie Final
it's,
Girls.
It's like
kind of
like
that.
It's a lot like Final Girls. Yeah.
Oh, very. Very
yeah, that's
it,
great.
Tropey
that's
all day
great.
Long.
I like those kind of movies. Yeah.
For like an Amazon Prime movie, it's MGM, but it's Amazon, right?
Okay.
Same shit. I laughed. I chuckled.
You cried.
I cried. No,
you
I didn't
came.
Cry, actually, I did come. But like it's 6.5, 7, right?
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about. But like again,
but
to your point, it's October. I don't watch enough horror movies, so I'm gonna say yes to every horror
Spooky.
Movie. I fucking love Talk to Me. I fucking loved it.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna watch it on
it.
Friday.
It's so good.
It is
so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's nothing it's so that it falls to me, it's kinda like Hereditary. It's also a little bit, it's also a little Midsommar, right? It is, I mean, it's A24, A24, but
don't
like,
you ruin this for
I'm
me.
I'm not even, I'm just tiptoeing.
Michael, stop it.
I'm
just let the boy watch.
I'll let the fucking hand do its job.
I found out you can actually buy that hand. They made it as a prop, as a coffee,
I'll kill
like
you
table
both.
Ornament.
Really?
You can actually buy it. So I really want to get it, but I think I would be too freaked out.
Charles, end us off, buddy. I'm going to grab a water. Keep going.
So since you guys did, I'm just going to go right into it. Talk to me. No, I'm kidding.
God damn it.
No. That's one of those movies where I'm like, everyone just needs to experience it. I'd hate myself if I ever ruined anything about that movie for everyone.
Thank you.
Ooh, okay. So October, yeah, I've been diving in hard. Let's be honest. I'll be like, since the last week of September, I've been just going hard into horror again.
You're the man.
I rewatched the remake of Hellraiser, but I think we talked about that last year. One that I rewatched, just getting myself psyched up for the new one coming out. We rewatched The Exorcist, and Claudia had not seen it before.
Wow, what a treat!
Yeah, it was really cool rewatching it. It was also really cool to watch it with someone who had not seen it. Just because, yeah, it's a really great movie. I understand. It's timeless, and
it's a classic,
it's an absolute classic. It's cool that it's like preserved in like cinema and all that shit, because like even till this day, it's so innovative how they did it. It really is what I love about it, and maybe that's the 70s. Is it in no way does it really end where it's like the heroes won. And I feel like that's very rare in horror ever. So it's really, really cool that it ends in a very like realistic way. And it's also like the whole movie's a mind fuck, and then it ends on such a depressing note that when it's done, you're just there and you're like kind of shattered.
Yeah.
And
it's a little soul crushing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's great. It's really great. From a filmmaking standpoint, I think it's very innovative. I still think it's very, like I was telling Jimmy and Martin, I understand why it's timeless and why it will always be talked about and whatnot. I have not seen the new one yet. I'm excited to, just because I like what David Gordon Green did with Halloween.
Hell
so, yeah, I really liked what he did with Halloween. I thought his whole trilogy was great. And I'm excited to see what he does with The Exorcist, because he really... he really acknowledges the source material, so it's gonna be wild to see a true exorcist in modern day. I mean, and you know, I like that, kind of like what you guys were saying with the one you saw, Mike, totally killer. Yeah, like they're embracing, they're not trying to be like, we're going to change your life, but they are staying true to it. So I like that with a sequel, they're like, what about two possessions at the same time? It's a very sequel thing
double
to do,
your
but
fun,
I'm
double
also
your
like,
mind, yeah.
Why
double
not? Yeah, and I'm like, why the fuck not? Like, that's horror, so why not? You
Charles,
know what I mean? So,
Charles, did you watch Pope's Exorcist?
I have not. I've heard it's
Give Russell Crowe.
Do it, dude.
It's Russell Crowe at his best, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Really, hey, man?
That's a hot take. Gladiator?
Really good things.
You're really going to love it. Like, he's so funny, and the movie's it takes itself seriously, but it's just so good. But
Russell Crowe on a scooter.
If you're in a Exorcist kick, that might be the movie to go to next.
Yeah, you know me, I honestly love a good when it's done well, I do love a good possession exorcist movie. Like a really good one I saw was called The Last Exorcism. And it's filmed like a found footage mockumentary.
Cool. Charles, is that the one where the dude's pulling fake exorcisms and then
he's doing his last exorcism because he's like I've been faking this for years and making money on this for decades, and I want to show you guys I'm going to do my last one, and I'm going to show you all my gimmicks that I do to make people believe. But of course it turns out that this last person is actually
possessed,
and the whole movie is so fucked. It's cool,
because you know
it's cool.
Like that, that's what the Pope's Exorcist does. Like Russell Crowe goes to do an exorcism, but he says himself that most of the time it's psychological.
Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of what's wild is the first Exorcist, especially for being 1973, it actually is dealing a lot with mental illness. Like the whole movie is the mom trying to prove to a priest that her daughter is fucking possessed. And he's like, I don't know, you know, like with bipolar, like we now know about bipolarism and schizophrenia, so there's no real exorcisms or documentation, because once we realize mental health is an issue, we kind of just realized it's all that, You know what I mean? So the fact that that's like a big part of it too, it's really fascinating.
It's very interesting.
A lot of people in the Catholic Church were
molested.
Yes, true fact.
By an exorcist.
Thank you for being my Google. No. But like a lot of people were just like soothed with like a fake exorcism because it
that's it, right?
It gave you absolution. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a placebo.
I hate to say it, but it's kind of a reflection of like it's giving that belief in something that you put all your faith in.
You know, you never see an atheist get possessed.
No, there's no proof.
That's
to
a very
them
good
up.
Point.
I'd love it.
Very,
I denounce you, God.
Point.
Hello, Satan.
Another really good possession scene that I love is the beginning of Constantine with Keanu.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's a really cool Shia exorcist LaBeouf kind of.
Bring the mirror.
The mirror demon. That was really cool.
How many cocks in hell?
Thank you. That's where I was going. Actually, you read the cocks in my mind.
How many cocks in hell? Oh, I have to say, you can't really prepare someone for a crucifix stabbing of a vagina scene,
no,
really.
You cannot.
So when that happened, Claudia was just like,
"Hello,"
and you're like, "Yeah, the devil is back." Yeah. Anyways,
he's a meanie.
He's all right.
I mean, it's one of my all-time I got to say it's a 10 out of 10. Like, it's one of my... It'll always be one of my all-time favorite movies. It's something that I'm like, if someone hasn't seen it, actually take the time and watch it. But yeah, I'd say it's a 10 out of 10.
It works. It has...
It's so good.
It just... And you know what? Like, 2 is not good. 3's fun. 3's not great. But 3 is... It's got George C. Scott in it. And
he's like a
curmudgeon-y old cop, and they actually find the priest from the first one, because if you remember, he runs out the window, and then you assume that he took on the form and left, but he's actually found in the back lane and then was brought to a mental institution. And
Boo.
The devil works his magic and
in mysterious ways
very David Copperfield brings him back to life.
More like Chris Angel.
No.
Yeah, very Chris Angel.
Yeah, no way, man.
Mind free.
Anyways, 3's like 3's okay. 3 plays with like the serial killer
Exorcist
aspect.
3D.
yeah. That cross.
The natural
Exorcist
progression.
They give you a cross
movies.
As you walk into the theater.
That's how it works. Oh. The third one is 3D.
It turns out it was a killer the whole time, and his name is actually like Frank Exorcist.
Yeah, Frank W. Exorcist. That's fun. Well, yeah, no, it is October, right? I mean,
it
like
is. That's very true.
You do?
It's you either go horror or you go home, baby.
Charles, what time is it?
Oh, I think it might be debate time. Oh, debater.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy system.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
That's exactly what time it is, Charles. As mentioned at the top of the show, this is one of our favorite ways to do this. This is where we gather around and we fan cast a baseball team. And this one, inspired by the month of October, it being spooky season, is all horror characters. That's it. That was the only thing. They got to come from a horror movie. You'll be like a secondary character
in
a horror movie.
We're hitting two demographics at once.
Fucking Tenet.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
The work Tenet. We do.
So if you're a big fan of baseball or you're a big fan of horror.
Or you're Jimmy Skinner,
this one's for you.
A Skinner boy.
I believe Martin had made a request. Remind me if I'm wrong, Martin. You wanted to do the team first and let the team speak for like the name and the stadium and all that stuff. Because we need a team to kind of define. Okay, perfect. I figure the best place to start is on the base that you land on first.
So typically your first baseman is your power hitter.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't have to move. Mark McGuire's position.
Think about Mark McGuire and his big fucking ass.
Oh, that makes so much sense. He's got some spank.
So you want somebody strong.
Doesn't have to move.
Martin, we said you would start this one off. So who's your power hitter?
I'm going to go with the Predator.
Boy.
I think I'll go with the Predator. That's my power hitter. Big guy doesn't need to move. Give me a power hitter every day.
I could see him batting fourth in the lineup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where you put your power
hitter? That's cleanup. Yeah. The first three guys get on base, and then the fourth guy brings them all home.
But he's not just slow. He's actually really fast, but he's a big guy with lots of power.
I had, absolutely no idea there was any science to that.
You haven't seen Moneyball?
I have.
I was just going to say, have you not seen Moneyball?
Or Major League?
That's true. That is true.
Little Giants?
I've seen baseball
Big
movies.
Wild Thing Ron?
Oh, my God.
The Sandlot?
A League of Their Own?
Help.
Anyways, that's my pick. Predator for mine. Who's next?
Predator's strong.
Predator's big body. Big body.
Well, see, for me, I think Predator, fantastic choice. I think this is where first base, he's not playing a lot of defense. The ball is just coming straight to him. He just stands there. He lunges. He grabs it. So you want a big guy. You want someone tall. I'm thinking either I'm thinking either Jason or Michael Myers. I think there are two big guys.
Big guys? Yeah. They could box up first for sure.
You have to pick one, Jimmy. You can't pick two.
Okay. You know,
can we'll go with Michael Myers?
We'll go with Jason because he's proficient in swinging weapons. So, Michael, who do you think?
Well, I agree with this whole big body thing, not knowing that that's how it actually works in baseball. I just thought a guy who's, as you mentioned, proficient in swinging weapons. But can you imagine? I've always seen the first baseman having joyful conversations with whoever. Right? It's where the math of baseball starts off. You get a guy on base, whatever. So you're having a conversation. You're in his office having a good time. Can you imagine having a conversation with Jason Voorhees? Can you imagine just the mask turning over, just looking at you.
Yep, that's intimidating.
And he's not saying anything, but is he?
You don't
want to
steal. You don't want to steal. When
right.
Jason's
you don't
want
to. He's just going to hack your leg off as soon as you run away. Right. Take your foot off.
That's
that
a good point.
I dare you. So I picked Jason Voorhees for my first base.
Charles.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
How you gonna come out of this one, bud?
I think Jimmy said it. I thought Michael, Jason, just because. Yeah, you want a powerhouse. Just for shits and gigs, I thought of another one. Just wild card.
Shoot
Kane
it in
from See No Evil.
That's a great pick. WWE's Kane.
Oh, that's right.
WWE's Kane from See No Evil. He's a monster.
I'll tell you, I think that came out in 2004, and I saw those trailers. I was fucking scared.
I never saw it.
Oh yeah, he just throws fucking hooks and grabs people. And
a lot of eye stuff.
Them.
Yeah,
really.
It's truly unpleasant.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Once if you get on first, you're not gonna be able to run to second.
This is no mask Kane too.
He can grab the bats.
That's right.
Okay, so that's Jason Voorhees.
Hooks those bats.
I think we're throwing Jason on first.
Jason Voorhees, Predator.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jason. Considering I don't give a shit and we won that one.
Where are you going next?
What do you want to pick next? Do you want to go right to second?
Let's go right field. So right field is typically your worst defender and worst. Well, it doesn't have to be your worst hitter, but it's typically your worst defender.
Why is that?
But you still want someone. You still want someone who's fast.
Yes, you still want someone
who's
fast.
That's the participation.
But it's typically your worst player.
First base was your worst player, defensive-wise.
No, first base is
First base's offense is good, but defensive-wise, first base is the worst player.
I guess you're right, because the first baseman is usually a heavy-set guy who doesn't have to make a lot of big moves.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. Right fielder, he's still got to be fast, but the ball's not going his way too often.
It's always, because, everybody...
Most people are right-handed hitters. They pull the ball to the left.
Okay, all right. Martin, who's your right fielder, Martin?
It's a tough one.
Super tough.
You know what? I went with Dracula. Gary Oldman's Dracula.
Who? Who's Dracula?
Gary Oldman's Dracula.
That's a good Dracula.
Because nothing is getting past that wall because he can fly. So, you know,
that's a
good luck getting anything past him. He's gonna redefine the right field position.
If anything does go that way, it's not going far.
That's right.
That's a
problem. Can you take me to the castle?
Is he gonna
he's British.
Is he gonna?
How many British baseball players do we have? None.
Is he gonna come down to the field and then like throw a bunch of women at one of the other players and misdirect him? Right, like he does to Keanu.
I think baseball players have enough hard time for that. We don't need that anymore.
Don't worry what I'm doing in this castle. Just sleep with these women and everything will be fine. Right.
It's good defense.
He can turn into a bat. Yep. Like pretty much teleport anywhere on the field.
Like a baseball bat. I know it was a
He's making a COVID
Wuhan bat.
A COVID Wuhan bat.
That's what he turns into.
But can the bat catch the ball?
He can turn back into a man.
No, I love it.
You're right.
In like an instant, Jimmy.
No, you're right.
It's a very deep question you asked.
You're
can the bat
right.
catch the ball?
Can the bat catch the ball?
Interesting.
You're right.
All right, Dracula.
Can a bat catch the ball?
You're up.
Who do I think for
Who
right
do you have
field?
For right field?
Well, I'm going to throw one out here, and we can talk about whether it's horror or not.
Okay.
We can have this conversation all day, but I think it'll just be easier for you guys to cave. I'm going with the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson from Field of Dreams.
That's not horror at all, but okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's scary for dads. It's scary for dads.
But then they all play together, and it's very fun and happy.
It's scary for dads.
Scary for dads.
You have a backup, don't you? Or are you committed?
No, I'm committed.
I'm committed. All right.
He's fast. He's reliable.
Yeah.
Injuries not going to happen.
He's a baseball player.
He's a
baseball player.
Yeah.
And think of the money you'll save on shoes.
He just runs right out of them.
The ghost of Shoeless
Joe
Jackson.
All right, guys. I'm fine because it's a ghost. So ghosts do fall under the wide umbrella
spooky.
Of horror. Spooky. They totally do.
Ooh.
So I'm fine with it. And Jimmy's right. It's easier just to cave. Just step into it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm not picking it, but you can prevent it. It's fine.
Look at my vote. All right. Shoeless Joe
Jackson. Well played,
huh? All right.
The ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson.
shit. Let me bring up my notes here. Okay. This one, I'm... Like,
yep.
It's so funny now that Jimmy explains why you have these positions, because I was just like, meh, she's out in the field. I have Carrie from Carrie.
A psychic, a telepath.
A telepath. Want to move the ball into fun directions.
But you got to get her mad.
That's who I had for pitcher, bro. Think about it. She would be the best pitcher.
That was two on. I mean, I get it, and I was thinking someone's going to pick somebody with telekinesis.
It's like a wiffle ball pitcher.
But I think it. But then, okay, so she needs to get mad. So what we do is we take the kids who ridiculed her in school, and we put her right behind them in the stands, and they just
berate her.
Just berate her. It's like Super Saiyan.
They're throwing
blood
at her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're lighting shit on fire.
Super Saiyan.
Just to cause trauma that's deeply buried inside of her, and then she goes crazy.
I'm worried about the fan casualties.
I mean, just put it in the ticket price. Right? And you said not a lot happens in right field, right?
That's true.
There's not going to be a lot of fans out there.
God, you hope she doesn't get the ball.
Everybody's a right hitter on the other fucking team. So, yeah, carry for telekinesis and rage plays, basically.
Yeah.
Right? She wants to fucking huck that ball. She just thinks it goes that way.
Love it.
All right.
Charles?
Okay, so you guys said this is roughly like, you're not so great player. Yeah. Oh, man.
Typically batting last.
You know what? I'm just going to say it just because... I feel like for participation, he'll bring it.
No
Leprechaun.
Oh, boy.
He's crafty.
He is.
Yeah, and he cheats but gets away with it, so he'll fit right in.
Doesn't have a high vertical, though.
Yeah, up against that wall.
He leaps.
What's a big wall? Boston?
He leaps.
New York? Boston's got the big wall at the back?
But if he's that big wall is in left field.
Oh, okay. So where it goes all the time.
Yeah. So we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Fair enough.
Can he not use his leprechaun tricks to make someone else
can.
Grab
he
the
can.
Ball?
Yeah. No. This is a horror baseball team. No one's gonna be nice.
He most certainly can.
Yeah. Like, didn't he? Like, he's gonna get other guys drunk, like he did with the guy in the first scene, right? And he's gonna promise everybody gold to like throw the game. I could totally
That's
see
right.
it.
And he's lying.
That's he right. might not be doing much on the field, but like when it comes to like leprechaun tricks in the locker room, I mean. He might be. Like, why am I arguing for you? I'm gonna shut up.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
So since
just
we have
grab
four
them
different,
by the pot of gold.
We have four.
What do we do?
What do we do? Well, we eliminate two of the ones we don't really care about.
Shoeless Joe.
Shoeless.
He's an actual baseball player.
I like this. Yeah. You were brought in, Coach. But now here's the door. Mm-hmm. Shoeless Joe, you must go find a pair of shoes and
wanted to play catch with his dad.
Kick rocks. All right, Shoeless Joe's gone. Who else do we have? We have.
I'm sure Leprechaun's gone.
Dracula's the only real pick.
I think it's Dracula versus
Carrie. We're
going to
have Carrie back, Mike. Yeah. We're going to have Carrie back as a pitcher.
Yeah, I think we go Dracula.
Charles, is this Dracula?
Right. I think Dracula is a fair,
I'm
going to
step
into
a warm
smart.
Bath of a grill and say it's Dracula. All right, there we go. Bram Stoker's Dracula, to be specific.
Welcome to my home.
Dracula. Imagine him at away games, just fucking with the crowd, drinking their blood.
Turning them.
I would like to see
they heckle him. They fucking pull up Daryl.
Well, they show up to the game as the home team fan, and then they switch halfway through after he drinks their blood.
All right, so Jimmy, where do we go next?
Let's go across the field. Let's go to third base.
Third base. Okay. What's third base? What's so important about third
Strong
base?
Strong defender, good arm.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to be fast, too, because he's the closest to
gotta
the pitcher.
Quick.
Oh, no, sorry, the pitcher. The batter.
I'd say probably
on the field.
Either your third or second best defender.
So I'm going to do, since we're on third base, I'm going to do a trio proposal for all my infield. So I'm doing third base, second base, and shortstop. The hand from Evil Dead, Thing from Adam's Family, and then the hand from Idle Hands.
That's a lot of hands.
I should give you
You know what? Also, they don't need gloves because they already got a hand. And we know they're fast. They got quick reaction time.
I just want to know the
and
physics.
And you know what? These are
it.
When in the shows, they are out of shape hands, but we're going to put them on that Mark McGuire, whatever he's taking regimen, and they're vertical. And their muscles on these hands are going to be huge.
The Barry Bonds diet.
I want to know the physics of how a severed hand throws a ball.
I also want to know how they're going
to... Think throws darts.
I know he does, but how?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We have Jason Voorhees as first base.
Fine.
What the fuck are you arguing science for this stupid debate?
Yeah. You're forgetting about
fine.
The
fucking arguing science. How is it working with the fucking hands?
But how does it throw?
You're also forgetting
I appreciate
through the power
it.
Of
we have a guy with no reflection in the outfield.
There's no mirrors in baseball.
Can you imagine the away team? Like, just Dracula can't turn
he
to the
knows
stands.
He's there.
They all show up and do a wave with the sun blasting on him. Well, Jim, right field seems
dark,
to be vacant.
The Dark Lord is very
possible. We didn't think about afternoon
Dracula
games.
Dracula can't play day games.
We didn't even think
about. Oh, no, he's got SPF 600. It's fine.
Oh, know. That's fine. Okay. We're retconning that in, I guess.
Yeah, the silence of this does not count, right?
Okay,
anything.
So
there's
are
no,
you saying
no logic to this?
No, I wanna revisit. I wanna revisit this hand thing because I like what
there's three hands, about. Mike. Three hands.
There's three hands, but are you?
None of them have a glove.
None of them have a glove. But
don't need it.
All
you know what? We're gonna donate those gloves to a charity of children who have traumatic experiences at summer camps. We're
missing.
Donating all the proceeds
very
of
specific.
Gloves. We don't need equipment.
It's very. Are we gonna give
do
it to
some
kids?
Good for this horror team, you know?
But I'm trying to figure out. Are you okay? So we went across to third. Which one of these is third, or am I missing?
It doesn't matter. It's third, shortstop, and second base are all gonna be played by just a hand.
You know, I'll say
from different movies.
I'd say Field of Dreams is scarier than the Addams Family.
Depends on your version of scary. Okay, all right. He's got the hands. All right, whatever hand it is, I like it. I like it.
Give me some hand.
I'll give you a hand job at the end of this for sure. Jimmy.
Okay, I'm going to go with...
something with a body?
Well, listen, we're picking a lot of wily vets here. We're picking a lot of older guys. I think we need someone to round it out. I'm picking Finney from the Black Phone. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, maybe... Listen.
Doesn't say much.
Listen, we pick a kid. You know what? Screw him. I'll pick the one that died. We'll go with Bruce Yamada.
Okay.
Yeah, the one who hits the home run off Finney. We're going to pick him. He's going to get – and you know what? We'll have him for years. Think about that.
He'll be trapped.
We sign him now to a rookie deal.
Yeah.
And then we get to sign him to a big contract. Later, he'll be with us his whole career.
That spirit won't be able to leave.
That's right.
All of our players so far are immortal. What the fuck do we need a human for?
I'm fine with that. Well, no, if you Black
Super
Phone,
team.
It
I picked
on,
a dead
Jimmy.
Boy.
He's picked a dead boy. Yep. Yeah. It's better than Shoeless Joe Jackson. A
lot of ghosts.
Is Casper up?
He is not better than Shoeless Joe Jackson.
This is like when Mike picked the dog Remember that the dog pick?
He picked the dog from John Wick.
You could have picked the good one. You could even have to pick the one that died in John Wick. Yeah, why do you pick the one that lived?
Because nobody would pick Lucy, guys. Come on. Fuck. The little dogs need love, too, even though they die 30 seconds into the film.
Mike, who do you got? Third base.
Got no baseball knowledge. That's what I got.
Third base.
Third base. My favorite base is
third base.
I went big again. I went with somebody who likes to walk around with a big knife and wear a funny mask. Looks like he's maybe Captain James.
Just say Michael
Kirk
Myers.
Bleach. It's Michael fucking Myers on third base. Right? And I mean, just hear me out here. The stoic demeanor again.
He's lumbering. I don't know.
He's too big for the position.
But just imagine trying to steal third. Like, you're on second.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to.
And you have, like, if you accidentally touch Michael, you're a final girl, even if you're not. You're a final. Like, you're done. You're done. So, like, standing there wanting to get to first, you're probably going to want to walk and get there as nice as you can with Jason. And then when you're on second eventually and you're like, I'm going to steal third, fuck that, I'm not. So there's going to be a lot of less steal plays going on.
You're saying people are second-guessing whether or not they're going to steal.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that, you know, that's good analytical baseball, Michael.
I watched Moneyball. So Michael Myers for third base.
Okay.
Yeah.
Charles.
Charles.
Okay. Okay. So you guys said this one's got to be fast, but a good pitcher.
Yeah,
good
fast,
arm,
fast strong arm. Good, he's got to throw
good arm.
Third.
Oh,
to
gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha. Because this guy's going to cover and tosser. Gotcha.
That's right.
Okay.
My guy doesn't have an arm, but he can throw pretty well.
He's got hands.
He's got hands.
He's got idle hands.
That hand's got some torque.
I mean, Thing does get her. He does run pretty fast.
Just pick Thing.
You know what? I actually really like that. I think does play baseball in one of the movies.
He does. Thing
takes third
part three. Adam's Family 3.
Oh, yeah, then we got an actual. All right. Well, you didn't say that.
Yeah, that totally
I didn't
buried
think I
the lead
to.
There.
I thought the hand sold itself.
Yeah, and he's.
By the way, the hand
and
played
he's
baseball.
He's good at doing the call signs. He's
That's
really
huge.
Good at doing the call signs.
Oh yeah, he can do the signs.
Shit.
He can do the signs.
That's huge.
He can do the signs.
Great pick. You're right.
Yeah.
So
I didn't know we played. Yeah. I didn't know
and no
ball.
One will see him, so he'll take everybody out because no one sees him coming.
Thing played college ball at Texas Tech.
So are we literally putting down Thing for third?
Dominated.
Yeah.
All right, Thing for third.
Thing hand.
He's a Longhorn.
He's a Texas Longhorn. Thing.
He's very good.
I got to put AF to reference Adam's Family as opposed to the Thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's who I wanted to recommend, too. Fuck, I forgot to put him in a position.
Jimmy?
Let's go to center field.
Okay.
So typically this would be your fastest player, one of your best defenders. If he calls for the ball, everybody else backs off.
Mine?
Yeah.
Instead of everybody running into each other and
exactly.
looking like an idiot? Okay. All right. Center field.
So somebody fast, somebody nice like that.
I'm going Ridley Scott Xenomorph.
Ooh, I had her.
Doesn't need a glove. We'll catch the ball with his mouth. We can also donate that glove to the charity that we're also going to be having for summer kids who are scarred at summer camps. That's what we're going to call it.
Covers a lot of ground really fast.
Are you talking about Xenomorph?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the charity.
And got crazy vertical.
Yep, that's right. Just could scale
you know,
the wall.
Can get over that Boston wall.
Can you imagine her hucking
at
the ball
Fenway
back?
Pack.
That's a great pick.
Like the toss has got some acid on it.
That's right.
Right? She like a spitball.
Burns right through the glove.
Right through the skin.
I don't know.
Right through it.
She's testy though. Do you think she could be pulled out of a game if she was acting a fool out there? Like how are you gonna tell?
None of these characters can be pulled out of a game.
No.
Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Well, he's not on the team, Martin.
he's back in the cornfield.
You just wait. We're gonna need him.
It's him, James Earl, and Kevin.
You just wait. I think that's a good pick.
I think it's a great pick.
Charles, who do
say
you
yours
have?
Or... Are we good?
Oh my god. I'm good.
Okay. All right. I'll throw my 2 cents in here. You said you want somebody who's gonna call for it, everyone's gonna stay away from basically.
Confident.
What about the creeper from Jeepers Creepers?
That's also a good pick.
I've got another flyer for us, right?
I've actually got him in left field, Mike.
There's a lot of overlap on this one today.
A lot of overlap.
You know, if I'm being honest, I think the Jeepers Creepers monster has a little more like sentience and could relay that he wants the ball. I don't know if the xenomorph can exactly make that clear to everybody.
Do we have to teach the entire team an ancient alien dialect language to communicate?
And you know, he's got that hook grapple gun too.
He does.
Love that.
And I mean, eventually, while they're on the road, may steal another teammate, throw him down a hole.
That's right.
Eat him later. Next thing you know, they can't go out with the full lineup. Like, you know, no one will ever think it's him. Anyways, Jeepers Creepers, no?
I'm going to vote that way.
Charlotte.
I'm okay with it. Jeepers Creepers sounds good. That was my left field, so I'm just going to bring aliens back to left field.
I think that'd be a better spot for him.
I might bring him back to left field because, I mean, we need him on the team.
Well, let's just throw him in left field then.
All right.
No, I want him in – no, that's fine. Okay. All right.
You got yours.
Just for shits and giggles, can my third base coach be Fran Drescher's character from Beautician and the Beast?
Oh, my God.
Imagine the heckling on that. It'd be so fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that could be the third base coach.
That's the third base coach.
Bring him in. Bring him in, coach.
Oh, my God.
All right.
He's right. So now we need a shortstop, a second baseman, a catcher, and a pitcher.
That is very much correct.
Where the hand from Evil Dead is my second baseman.
We can't just have a field full of hands.
Just all hands, babe. All hands on deck, Jimmy. All hands on deck.
Okay, Jimmy, how about you start off second? Because we know
I'm
what the hands
Devin
is.
I'm throwing Devin Sawa in.
Devin Sawa from...
Baseball fan. Devin Sawa from Life.
Okay.
From Horror. From Little Giants. We know he's got baseball experience.
That's true. Okay.
He's ready to play.
So wait, Little Giants Devin is a football
Sawa.
Game,
yes,
Jimmy.
The actor Devin
it's a
Sawa.
Football movie. Little Giants is a football movie.
Well, I didn't know that.
What movie are you talking about? What are you, movie you talking
Moranis.
About? Yeah, Ed O'Neill.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, he's an athlete.
Wild America.
I think he ran in a movie.
Yeah.
He runs in Nikita.
And you know, he's sad about the Blue Jays, so he'll want to play.
Okay. All right. Jimmy says Devin Sawa.
From
I'm okay
Giants.
With giving Jimmy a pick because we didn't give him a Shoeless Joe.
Charles, you go. You go now.
Okay, well, I'm picking Devin Sawa's hand from Idle Hands.
Boom, that's what I proposed, baby. Charles and me might win it. So, I mean, it's Devin Sawa in a little bit, right?
I'll take that as a partial win.
Oh, yeah, and he was in Final Destination, too. That's right.
Exactly.
I thought Chucky would be a great second baseman.
Too small.
I think he's going to be a good umpire. He's going to be a great umpire.
Were we supposed to cast the umpire?
No.
Okay.
What? That's
I cast,
the one
I,
thing
I cast
thing
a third base coach.
Are we going with Devin Sal in the idle hand? That's okay.
Fine.
The hand. Fine. Devin Sal's hand.
He's attached to it.
Jesus Christ.
You don't give us thing, we'll take Devin Sal's thing.
We did. Oh, wait, you did get thing.
I did. I got the thing. We're going to get all hands on deck in the infield.
Wow. So that's
is that the name of our team?
Just a recap right now. We've got Jason Voorhees at first. The hand from Idle Hands on second. Thing from Adam's Family on third. Right field, we've got Dracula flying around. Left field, we've got the Xenomorph. Cool. And center field, we've got the Creeper from Jeepers
that's
Creepers.
That's right.
Jeepers Creepers.
Jimmy, where are you taking us next?
Let's get shortstop out of the way. So your best defender, I'm going with Bradley Trevor from Dr. Sleep, another murdered boy.
You weren't kidding about defense.
What's with you and all these murdered boys?
Listen, that's what's happening in baseball horror
they need
combos.
A voice.
I'm trying to find someone who played baseball and was murdered.
He's just trying to make it work.
And Charlie Sheen's still alive, so I made my choice.
If we picked all yours, Jimmy, it would be the Little League Cemetery. That's what
oh, called, God.
Called Little Giants.
Would be called. The Little League Cemeterians.
The Little Giant Cemetery.
We got him for his whole life.
God.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
I picked, I've got Samara Morgan from The Ring.
Oh, she threw out a first pitch.
Right?
She threw out a first
she
pitch.
She has thrown out a first. Really? A little bit of reality
yes.
there.
I believe at a Korean baseball game, she threw out the first pitch.
So I picked her, again, like just that eerie, like she can move. She
and you
can,
know, she did better than fucking 50 Cent did. I'll tell you that much.
Why? What happened?
50 Cent didn't even get it across the plate.
Oh, he whiffed
that's
it.
Right.
He did.
Oh, that's right.
Those celebrity pitches are so
she threw it right
awkward.
Down the damn middle. Nice. So I think
yeah,
that's an excellent
she doesn't
pick.
Fuck around.
Right. Also, I think, too, like, you know, like beyond the fact that she's freaky as fuck, but she's like wiry, right? She can crawl in and out of shit. She's been locked in her.
Well, you put a TV at second base.
No problems. Well, here's what
I was thinking: the double play she could turn.
But here what I was thinking: if you don't use her on the field,
mm-hmm.
what if you stick her inside one of the tapes from the other team? So when they watch tape the following week of the game where they lost,
she
comes out and haunts the whole team again.
I don't know if they use physical tapes anymore.
Really? They don't use VHS anymore, Darebody? Whatever tape system. Okay.
No, it's going to be an email chain like Two Girls, One Cup. Yeah. That's what it's going to be, an email chain.
The MP. Hang on. She'll infect the MP4 file. Let's bring this up to date. Okay. She'll infect the digital hard drive that they watch the tape on.
That's better.
So when the coaches go to watch the tape and be like, what were we lacking last week in the loss?
They wake up dead.
They wake up dead. Exactly. And they
how the hell do you wake up dead?
You get them at the you kneecap them, right? You take out the whole entire coaching team, and the rest just crumbles. Samara, that's my pick.
At second base.
Shortstop.
Okay. Shortstop, right, yeah.
Martin, what's your shortstop? Oh, I know what your shortstop is.
I mean, listen here.
If it's another
we got a lot of characters with
hand.
All their body parts and stuff like
it's
that, but really, you just need a hand that can do a hand really well.
Oh, no.
And what better hand than the hand from Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead that he chops off?
Like, if he really has second base, third base, and shortstop with this fucking hand thing.
All hands on deck, baby. Let's do
that's
it.
That's hilarious. Well, that's what they'd call them.
They would. They'd wear t-shirts like that.
There'd be puns.
Huns.
That would be it. That would be the trio. The infield trio. The trifecta.
Charles, did you catch that?
Yeah.
Just in case you forgot, it's the hand from Evil Dead. Just in case that slipped by you earlier in the show.
I mean.
Yep.
Like, I want to give it to him just because it would complete everything.
Fine.
But I just want to hear Charles out first, and then we can move on.
For this position, I was going to say Anna Taylor-Joy from The Witch, but like at the very end when she's
weird.
Like the witch.
Any baseball reason?
Yeah. Any?
I just feel like that witch can fly around, right? She can. She's got a lot of agility. Speed on her. I don't know. Baseball.
And you know, that's probably when baseball was invented.
Yeah, back in the Salem days, the Salem witch trials, they needed something in between witch trials to do, so they invented baseball.
Salem witch baseball.
Isn't that what part is this? What position?
Where are we on the show?
Are we shortstop or second?
We're shortstop.
All right, let's just give it to the fucking hand.
The fucking hand wins it. Jesus Christ.
All hands on deck.
So now we need a catcher and a pitcher. And I have a dual combo
I'll
pitch together.
Okay.
I don't know if you have you guys seen The Fan with Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro?
Oh my God!
Is it?
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So I pitch Robert De Niro as the pitcher, and then his buddy that he kills as the catcher.
Oh, that's dark, but I love it. The Fan.
It's more of a thriller, but it works.
Oh my God, that's great!
Or thriller, it's genre.
I just need to say I love that movie.
It's a really good movie.
I like it very much. It's
great.
It was a baseball movie too, wasn't it?
Sorry,
it is.
It is a baseball movie.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
No, I think it's a football.
Little Giants is a football movie. Oh, what was I thinking?
That's awesome.
quack quack quack.
He could have been great.
And De Niro's kind of. I mean.
He's scary.
I appreciate De Niro more than Shoeless Joe. Nothing against Joe.
The ghost of Shoeless.
Sorry, let me get that right. Charles, you go next for...
Cool. Yeah,
you go next for pitcher.
Oh, this is for pitcher?
Yeah.
Ooh. Hmm.
50 Cent.
Yeah. I think he was in a horror movie. Busta was in H2O.
No, Resurrection.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit for pitcher, hey? You know what? I'll say Freddy, because if I'm not mistaken, he did haunt some kid's dream, either with like something to do with some sort of sport. I think it was baseball or something.
Sports related dreams, definitely.
I feel like Freddy could be a creative pitcher, and also he would be one of the few pitchers that talks shit right before he throws the ball.
And that's intimidating.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what?
Really
I'll co-sign this.
I bet he could put some damn spin on the ball with those claws.
Right? you get that torque going, right? If it's at the end of it.
He could call the pitch or whatever, like, if he knows that you're afraid of spiders, he's like, here comes the spider, or something like that.
That's Larry.
Well, I agree with Charles.
Because that's Freddy.
Freddy's also my pick. But, and I'll sign on this, because can you imagine having a pitch thrown at you with a nightmare spell in it that as soon as you connect, it's like a flash forward to the worst nightmarish moment of your life.
Terrifying. That's how it was when Doc Ellis pitched that no-hitter on LSD.
There you go, right? I've seen that.
It's a good documentary.
It's a great documentary. But like everything that comes from Freddy is full of your worst nightmares.
That's right.
So if we can somehow incorporate the pitch being hit, it like flashes.
Is he going to roofie all the other players so that they can dream and get the nightmare?
Yeah, he's going to do that too. That's a great fucking
put it
idea.
In the Gatorade.
He'll do it. He'll waterboy them. He'll figure out a way to get into their subconscious so they just see him everywhere.
That's right.
That we're just making up traits.
That's what we've been doing. Right, fucking Dracula's in center field.
Right field.
Thank you.
Right before he gets on the field, he's like, hey, Bobby, water sucks. And then he just sees, like, the coach's head on every player saying,
the water boy.
That's
water
what
boy.
Freddy does to everyone.
But my mama,
he finds
my
their
mama
deepest
said.
Thing, and then he does it. Yeah. Fuck. So they just start freaking out and see every player as Freddy. Being
I mean,
like,
we
oh,
have
fuck.
To have him on the team. He's an iconic horror character.
Let's
so
make him pitcher.
Just make him pitcher? All right.
Fine.
Yeah,
then,
I'm okay
then
with that.
I want fucking – I want Gil Renard from The Fan as the coach. The man loves baseball more than he loves his son.
Freddie was the pitcher. We still need the catcher. We're not there. Oh, so who catches these nightmare pitches from Freddie? Who could be?
I think we go Grudge Girl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
what baseball aspect? I'll pose the same question.
You know, just flexible. She can crouch for a long time.
This is true.
That's honestly the hardest
part.
It's
hard on the knees.
A lot of catchers don't go for a very long time because it's a very demanding position.
On the hips, the knees.
That's
yeah,
right.
Definitely. She's bendy. You're right. I can totally see this.
Or,
right?
Sorry, Grudge Boy. I said Grudge Girl. Didn't
yeah,
I?
That's
yeah,
okay.
I mean the boy who crawls down the stairs. Yeah. I think he would be very comfortable at the catcher position.
Jimmy, your team would be called the Ghosts of Kindergarten's Past.
I did pick a lot of dead boys.
You did.
It's just child cemetery.
Yeah,
yeah. That's your team.
Next, I'll be picking the baby from Pet Cemetery.
Didn't.
Oh my god!
Please make that the manager.
You don't want to bury. You don't want to bury those kids up in there.
I put.
That's where they're putting the new baseball field.
The baby from Rosemary's Baby.
I have Leatherface sitting as catcher. Those long bombs that he's got to throw to second if he's trying to get somebody out there, because who do we put at second? The hand. It's not going to be hard for.
It's a hard target to hit.
A very hard target.
It's
got to
be accurate.
Small zone. But I also had another reason. I swear. having. Oh yeah.
What is it?
So like, here's the thing, right? Like,
well, what is it?
Well, let me tell you. So the thing about him is that I watched Texas Chainsaw recently, and it always throws back to like that dingy house, and him living in a basement.
And it's so hot.
It's hot, and he plays with
Texas.
It's rotting meat. So just imagine someone of
how
that.
How are you going to work this back into baseball?
How are you going to bat in front of somebody who smells like that, catching the ball behind you? It's
the
just
stinky catcher.
The stinky catcher, right? Like you know how you can put a little bit of grip on your fingers for like there was that tar that you could use for a while.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know that's been removed, but for a minute they had that stuff. Like
stick'em.
Stick'em. That's it, right?
Yeah.
This is the stick'em for the catcher, right? This is that advanced
stink'em.
Stink'em. There it is. You see what I'm getting at? So he just
stink'em.
The flies and the putrid smell of Leatherface.
Can't hit with that.
You can't concentrate.
Okay.
You can't put it in the third rack at the
back. I worked with a guy like that. He stunk him, and it was difficult.
Yeah.
It was difficult to do anything.
Right? You can't focus. You can't think. It's in your mouth.
Awful.
You taste it. Like, he's just a distraction.
You can't throw him out.
Right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything. He's just sitting there catching a ball.
Stinky.
Stinky Leatherface.
Stinky.
Martin, what
he's
do you
in
think?
Company L. That was for you, Jimmy.
All right, hit the showers.
Yeah.
Martin, what's your pick for ketchup?
Well, I had originally Jason Voorhees, but I'm not going to pick him. But I'll tell you why. But I'll go with Mike Myers. We didn't pick Mike Myers, did we?
Groovy.
We did, but he hadn't.
I'll throw him in there, and this is the same reason why I picked him. He's a big guy. Nothing is getting past him when they come to home plate.
That's
true.
Right?
You
That's
charge the mound, you're going to lose that battle.
Yeah. He's already got a mask. So the mask that we don't need, we can donate it to that charity that we are going to have.
I, too, had a mask.
Right? So brings his own gear. He's a big wall. Nothing's getting past him. Try body checking that guy. You're not going anywhere.
No, he's not going to drop the ball. You're out. End of story.
Well, Charles, what do you think?
And you know what? He could take those heaters from Freddy because he's a big guy. He's got a good base, good solid base.
That's true. Even if he doesn't catch it, he's blocking it.
Yeah, exactly.
Something's
Nothing's
happening.
Getting past him. He's the wall.
All right. Yeah, I like Michael. I do. This one, though, I have to say, Jimmy, you inspired this one with your De Niro pick.
Thank you.
I'm going to go De Niro from Cape Fear. and my
leaning,
reason is that
leaning
while he's in prison,
counts
obviously
what's going on, counts that.
A game that he got used to pass the time was just throwing the ball at the wall and catching it, throwing the ball at the wall,
right.
Catching it, and years, weeks, whatever of doing that. My God, they called him the catcher in prison. So
fair enough. In that classy ass suit that he wears. Oh my God, that hair. That's one of his.
Oh, and he's motivated. Oh, he's never been more motivated in his life than when he's out of prison. So as soon as he's out of prison, we're like, we need you on the team.
Yeah. Sure, that makes sense.
Like, where do I sign?
Nick Nolte or Gary Busey or whoever is there, and you can kill him after.
Nick,
you'll be like, yes.
That's your other Nick or Gary? Gary Busey or Nick Nolte, you know, the same guy.
I think it's Nick Nolte. Yeah, I think, you know, they're the same guy. But I think Nick Nolte's the one. Yeah, Nick Nolte.
I'm going to go Bobby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bobby from which one? Bobby
from Cape
Fear?
Yeah, I think that's a great pick.
Do we put De Niro behind? Martin, what do we do here?
I like Bobby, too, as well.
Bobby.
I like Bobby De Niro. I mean, why not have Bobby De Niro on the field?
You guys are all in the circle of trust.
The man loves baseball.
He is a big New York. Is he Yankees or is he?
I'm not sure what he likes.
Yeah, he's New York.
So
he's not Ben Affleck, I'll tell you that.
Bobby.
Whatever's New York.
Do you guys
I think
see,
also
you guys,
Nicholson's a lunatic, too.
Have you guys heard
baseball.
That story of Affleck shutting down production on the town because they wanted him to wear a Yankees hat and he just would not do it?
Wow.
I wouldn't if I was a Boston guy. Like, I would not wear one if I was from Boston.
So they compromised.
If you guys watch. Sorry.
They compromised. He wore a New York Mets hat instead. He just said, listen, I can't fucking do it. And he refused to wear a Yankees hat. And they shut down
production. That rivalry is
awesome.
So deep, though. You can't wear that. If you're a Boston,
no, you
if you're a Sox fan,
yeah,
you can't
that
wear that
got
hat.
Out, he, yeah.
Oh, they would, people
Nicholson,
would never let him near the end of it.
No. Everywhere
yeah.
he
Nicholson
goes.
Did That's the right. same thing on The Departed. He's literally,
yeah.
that whole movie's about the King of Boston, which he plays. And he, if you look, the scene where he breaks Leo's cast, he's wearing a Yankees hat.
Yep.
And they literally.
He doesn't
literally,
wear a Celtics. He doesn't wear a Celtics hat. He wouldn't wear a Celtics
hat. He literally
hat
said, he's like, I don't give a fuck what your lawyers tell me. I will walk away from this movie. So they let him keep the fucking hat on.
That's right.
That's amazing.
I think
because LA and Boston had that big rivalry in the 80s.
He very much
insane.
So they hated each other. Those two cities hated each other.
It's also Nicholson. If he says no, it's like he'll walk. He will.
Nicholson's an LA fan. He has season tickets and is all the games.
So we
need basketball.
Yeah.
So
we need a name for this team.
We do. We definitely.
Who do we have, Mike? Can you sound it off?
Let's call them the Idle Hands.
the Idle Hands. The
that is a catchy name. I had the Amityville Nightmares.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, that one's.
It was
fun.
Like a little league
That's
team
spooky.
In my head, right?
Yeah.
But I was going to say sleight of
a
hands.
Little league team.
Sleight of hands.
The Albuquerque Isotopes.
Yeah, something like that, right? Okay, so Idle Hands is the best name just because of how it plays. You got to have soft
it fits.
Hands for baseball. It fits.
Yeah,
I don't know
Idle Hands.
What's the city?
What's the city? I picked New York. I mean, the city
what's
that...
Scarier than New York?
What's scarier than New York, right?
Gotham.
Brantford.
Crystal Lake.
I'm picking like a really shit no-name town. Like not a shit town, but like not a very big city, not a well-known city.
Transylvania.
Morden. Transylvania.
You guys want to know what I called the field?
What'd you call
you
the
know
field?
How the field has a name.
Yeah.
All right. So
Bitcoin.
My pick's New York, but the field name is Sleepaway Field.
Love that.
What was it called, Mike?
Sleepaway Field. That was for you.
That's for me.
That was for you.
That's lovely.
I
pick it.
You pick it.
What about
does anybody else have?
Nightmare.
Okay. Well, hang on. Charles and Martin, where is your location and what's your stadium name, if you had one?
I was going to go Branson, Missouri.
That's a scary place.
That's a scary place. Okay.
That's a damn scary place.
Did you have a stadium name at all like I did, or am I the only one who gave two fucks about that?
We're going to call it Sawa Stadium.
Oh,
like Devin Sawa.
Sawa Stadium. So the SS? Everybody go to the SS.
Oh my god.
Branson, Missouri.
What's scarier than that?
No kidding.
He knows his market.
Charles, last for you, real estate. What's the location?
Tallahassee, Florida.
You know what? Just because I say give them this arena more than ever, I'll say Compton. And the name of the stadium will be called Welcome to My Nightmare Field.
We just call this Sleepaway Field.
We're calling them the Globetrotters.
They're the Generals. They're due for a win, Jimmy.
I thought the Generals were due.
Guys, we're so close.
Can we just call the team Jason Takes Manhattan?
Love it. That's what they call it every time he comes to play the Yankees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, they use all their famous cuts
for Friday Night Baseball. Yeah,
for Friday Night Baseball. That's brilliant. Yeah. Are we gonna go with Sleepaway Field in New York, or do
you
we?
Can have
Thank
it?
Thank you. If you say it enough,
can do
true.
It.
Sleepaway
Field. Hey, yeah. That's nice.
New York.
So, if you guys have taken anything from this episode, it's to go home and watch Ray Donovan.
I think it's 7 seasons and a fucking
and a movie.
So
has he
fun.
Has he ever done a horror movie? Because we need a manager.
Yeah, he's in Scream.
That's right.
Oh yeah, he was in Scream.
He's in the first three Scream movies.
He was the killer.
Yep.
No,
he was also Sabretooth.
I guess we could have Ghostface as a.
So I thought,
managers, Ghostface.
That's your. You think Ghostface? I think Dick Halloran from The Shining.
That's a good manager.
That is a good manager as well. I like him.
I love that.
Right? Can you? Yep. Can you
great pick?
Fuck,
like Scatman.
Scatman Carruthers, the
put
guy
him in
who,
there.
He can shine. He can
Harry
communicate,
Carey.
Right? Like
Harry Carey is not our manager,
but just
why not?
I'm Harry Carey.
He'll support everyone. But he'll support everyone on the team.
The ghost of Harry Carey.
So for Dick, I just like Dick is used to being around ghouls and ghosts and goblins, so he'd feel at home. With this
ghouls.
List of
nothing's gonna get him shook,
right? Nothing's gonna shake him. Exactly.
Great pick, Michael.
So okay, let's recap for our listeners.
Well done, Michael.
First base, Jason Voorhees. Second base, the hand from
which one? Which hand?
I knew this was gonna fucking happen.
They have their names on their jerseys, Michael.
This would be the Idle Hand hand from the from Idle Hands. Then we have on third base. Thing the hand from Adam's Family.
Right.
Freddie is pitching.
Oh my god.
Catcher is Bobby De Niro from Cape Fear. Mm-hmm. Right field we have Dracula flying around. Left field we have the Xenomorph spitting acid. Center field we have the Creeper from Jeepers Creepers. Then shortstop, one more hand, ladies and gentlemen.
That's good defense.
This is the hand from Evil Dead. Dick Halloran is our manager, keeping all of these idiots together from The Shining. The name of the team is the Idle Hands. The stadium and location is the Sleepaway Field, featured in New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, you have your 2023 horror-inspired baseball team.
World Series champs.
We're going all the way.
Imagine how many times they have played the Monster Mash at home games.
Oh, that's everyone's walk-up song.
Like, right? What do we have for treats?
And they all come out.
Like, concessions.
It's Monster Mash and it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Where are my little monsters? And she's talking to the dead boys that I picked for our team.
Exactly. They're, you know what they're going to be?
I should have picked Howie Mandel from Little Monsters.
I want to see.
I forgot to pick Howie Mandel.
Oh, you did.
Damn it.
You know, it's Bobby.
Can he be the bat boy? Can Howie Mandel be the bat boy from Little Monsters?
Well, I was going to say all of Jimmy's dead children could be the bat boys.
Do your dead children have the dead children
choir before all the games?
Is that who sings the – who sings the national anthem?
They sing the anthem.
What horror movie has a really hard
one,
song?
Two,
what song?
Freddy's
is there anything with a siren?
Right? I don't know. Listener, if you have any ideas of yourself, this is the part of the show where we
tell us who
it.
You think would go where and why we're stupid.
You do it on our voicemail line. Link in our bio and all our social media.
And why we're stupid.
And why I didn't just pick the entire ghost of the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. Where was Ray Liotta?
Yeah, you're
Babe
right.
Babe Ruth. Where was Babe Ruth?
Where was the Babe?
Close to Babe Ruth.
Where was
could
the Big
Could you
Bambino?
Imagine if that was how... That was literally what we did. We all just picked ghosts of dead baseball players.
That'd be an easy way to get
I tried.
Teams. I mean, I wasn't trying to build a team that was going to go far. I was just trying to build a team that would like, I mean, I think
this team's taking it all the way, Mike. If they're in the MLB, this team's winning the fucking
pennant.
Do you think there's two leagues, right? There's the National League and the American League?
Yeah, but it's all the MLB.
Yeah. Do we think these would be National or American?
We don't have a designated hitter, so I'm going to go ahead and say they're the Nationals.
Oh, that rule does still exist.
It doesn't
it still
anymore.
Exists.
Okay.
Yeah, they just took it out.
I mean, I grew up watching baseball with my grandmother, and I have a concept of how to watch the game.
Pitchers don't hit anymore.
And there's a shot clock too, right?
Yeah, there's a pitch clock.
A pitch clock, sorry.
Yeah,
wrong
so
sport.
They have to throw the ball within, I think, 10, 15 seconds.
And do they always like...
So if you don't, it's a strike.
Wow.
Or sorry, a ball.
Baseball's
a
fun time, man. Like, if you go to a Goldeyes game, it's cheap.
It's a good time.
I do love it.
It's a good time. All you can do is you just talk shit with your friends. That's it for like 3 hours. It's hilarious.
I understand the physical aspects of it and all, and some people are like, it's a pastime, not a sport. I'm like, no, it's a fucking sport. But in that sport, there is a pastime. It's like a lazy afternoon. It's 3 hours. You know,
you go to the ballpark. You get 3 to 6 hot dogs.
Yeah. Like, you spend the day there and you.
Although Canadian fans are a lot more polite than.
Yeah.
American fans. If you go to a baseball game in the States, you will hear some heckling.
Oh, Yankees
like
fans are truly
over the top
the
shit.
Like
is
when
it
we...
still like? Is it still in the essence that because
not PC? Yes.
Well, yeah. I was gonna say.
Oh yeah. Like, you should hear the subway after. It's a fucking nightmare.
Fuck your mother.
All the joking aside, like Moneyball did educate the layman on like. A new system of figuring it out and using math instead of money.
Right.
Does that still happen, though, that the best big
teams
can
they tried
just...
and it didn't work.
Well, okay, Bill James, did that go far?
No.
No, okay.
It didn't work at all.
But, like why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it, though? Like, what is against the math of it?
Because players don't want to play for no money, especially when you're winning.
But when you're a shit team and you have no money, did it work because of that?
I guess so, but people just kind of caught on and they're...
Or was it the madness?
It's not the analytics are something that every team is now incorporating. Okay. It's not just Billy Bean, and that's why
it's
not
just that too. Like every sport evolves with time. Like great players come in and change the game, and you as a team will develop strategies to counter that, and that will change the game.
That's right.
Same thing with baseball.
Base.
Like when they came to the strategy, like how do we counter it this way? They countered it.
Yep, the shift. You shift your defense to another side of the ball. That's it.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, there's still that.
Baseball is a puzzle. It's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Moneyball.
Like, it's
the Riddler and Batman going back and forth, and we'll see who gets the advantage of who each time.
Maybe a little chess-like too.
It's exactly like chess.
I don't want to watch the Sandlot right now.
I want to watch Major League.
So they should have sent Tom Hanks to war.
Listener, thank you for tuning in to another episode. It's been a blast. Like Jimmy said, leave us a voicemail, comment, whatever you see fit. You can do this on Apple and Spotify. You can leave those answers there if you don't want to leave a voicemail.
That's right.
You can just throw your own answers up, and we'll see it, and then we'll comment. So besides that, show notes tell us how you can stay in all of the news of the show. So if you want to follow us, Instagram's the best, then Facebook, then Twitter. Watch us on YouTube if you want. Hit one of those links and subscribe. It makes us very happy when you do that. Guys, are we missing anything?
I don't think so.
Nope.
I've been, I've been Jason.
Ray Donovan works as a mediator for a law firm that handles celebrities and wealthy clients. That's not what I thought Ray Donovan was going to be about.
Out in Vancouver.
I have been Jimmy's missing middle schoolers.
They're dead.
They're long and buried. And out in Wolseley.
I'm a bunch of hands.
Watch all the movies, kids. Say bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
If you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.